The goal is to use single-celled bacteria as the building blocks of tiny electronic devices. Some of the funding for this new breakthrough in nanotechnology comes from the Department of Homeland Security. UW-Madison chemistry professor Robert Hamers says his team has found a way to feed bacteria between two tiny electrodes. Ultimately, the electrodes can be engineered to detect certain kinds of antibodies, such as anthrax or E. coli bacteria.
Now you've got this little fluid-based device that's got an electronic readout that's looking for a sudden increase in current that is an indication that a cell of some specific type has bridged across the electrodes. And it would be quite simple to have it recognize when that happened and when it happened to emit some kind of wireless signal or an alarm.
Hamer says there's still a lot of work to do before actually creating a working anthrax alarm device, but the work of his team has made it possible to begin work on a wide range of nano devices that use bacteria in the same way wires are used in microelectronics.
Sort of the analogy I like to use is that you make something that's like a bio cell phone or a bio wireless device, where you've got a lot of smarts built onto this thing, you've got wireless communication technology, and now what you do is try to integrate onto that the ability to detect things.
Hamer's work was presented at the March 17th meeting of the American Chemical Society and will appear in the April issue of the journal Nano Letters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.